Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the My Day Friday podcast.
I'm Carla Marie, and I did something illegal today.
My name is Anthony. I probably will be speeding at some point.
What?
But I don't think I did anything else illegal.
Okay.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all right there?
Yeah.
Before we hit this intro, remember that if you want to follow us, like, listen, we could be pulled off this podcast tomorrow.
What? Oh, I guess.
If you want to make sure that you can always follow us, the link in the description of this podcast will have our newsletter link. Sign up for that. That's one of the best ways we can reach out to you.
Newsletters are like new media, and it's really where the world's going these days.
Okay, Carla Marie.
Hello, it's Jessie J, and you are listening to Carla Marie and Anthony. It's My Day Friday.
Hey there, it's Hillary Duff, and you're listening to My Day Friday. I'm hanging out with Anthony and my new best girlfriend, Carla Marie.
It's My Day Friday, bitches.
Let's get ridiculous.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to your weekend. I hope you are having a fantastic day so far, regardless of when you're listening to this. I know a lot of people wait till like Saturday or Sunday when they're out on a drive or like doing whatever they're doing. Yeah. Maybe if you're just having a crappy week, you throw in a My Day Friday and you get like the Friday vibes.
Are we the Ted Lasso of the podcast world?
Nope.
We are. That's the new tagline.
The Ted Lasso of the podcast world?
I'm telling you now something now. I was thinking about like
anything for love, but I won't do that.
Almost anything.
Okay.
To hang out with the cast of Ted Lasso.
They do seem fun.
I sent you a video. I don't know if you watched this.
Probably not.
Anthony, but the cast of Ted Lasso basically pranked a reporter. They were at an FA Cup, like the real like soccer cup this year as fans.
Okay.
And outside, the reporter starts interviewing them about what they thought the game was. And it's like the whole team.
And this reporter had no idea.
No.
BS.
And Danny Rojas, but is there. And they're like, oh, and he's like talking about soccer in his country. And they're like, his name is Danny Rojas. And they're all like laughing. And I'm like, oh my God, can you guys just all be my friends? I love them. And I was thinking, this is going to sound so fucked up, but I'm going to say it anyway. That's like a group of guys that I'd feel like comfortable being around.
That's fair. They all seem pretty nice. Now, the interesting thing, and if you've never watched Ted Lasso, you have no idea what we're talking about. Maybe you're listening to this 13 years from now, and like no one's even thinking about the show. It's a show with Jason Sudeikis on Apple TV. Uh-huh. And, or is it Apple Plus? What the hell do
Apple
they call
Plus.
It? Apple Plus. And it's about an American football coach who coaches a college team, gets picked up to coach European football, soccer.
Yeah.
And it is one of the best feel-good shows. It is probably the most feel-good show I've ever watched in my life.
Ever.
And for where we are with a global pandemic, political unrest, racial unrest, social injustice, all of that stuff, I think it was the show that the world needed exactly when it needed it. It's in season two right now.
I can't get enough.
And it is so good. I'm already dreading when the season finale is, because it's got to be in a couple weeks.
Stop. I know they did a Christmas episode this season.
We watched it already.
No, for this season.
That was this season.
That
was this season.
Wait.
They did the Christmas episode.
Because I saw them posting about singing. Oh my God, that was.
That was this season.
I was like, oh, I can't wait for the Christmas one.
Carla Marie's brain is broken.
Why would they do that in the summer?
I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird choice of when they placed that because it kind of had nothing to do with anything else.
Wow. Well, opposite of Ted Lasso, coming this weekend or next is a new season of The Morning Show on Apple TV+.
I've only seen two or three episodes of that show and it does look very good.
It is.
And obviously with us, we used to work at a radio morning show. And as different as those mediums are, there's a lot of very similar characteristics in the way management treats people, cover-ups, things like that.
When I tell you, it is so triggering for me, but also feels like I'm seen and I wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And Alabama and I, our former co-hosts, have talked about it so much because she watched it and she was like, oh my God, like it's crazy how real it is. And
isn't one of the co-hosts on the morning show from either Mississippi or Alabama?
Yeah. And
or from the South somewhere?
A lot of the first season is all about a sexual assault case, and I'm very lucky that I never had to deal with that in radio. But everything else that falls around it, I have. And this next season just looks incredible.
So are they in season three now?
This will be season two.
Season two. There is, as we sometimes do, we'll talk about like behind the scenes radio things and whatnot. And obviously the morning show TV show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon has some similar things that we've gone through. But if you were on social media last weekend, after we posted our My Day Friday podcast, there was some drama that we were roped into from the morning show, from the radio station that said goodbye to us and replaced us. And for the first time in my life, I've been saying this to a lot of people, but for the first time in my life, I realized the actual meaning behind money can't buy you happiness.
Yeah.
Because I always thought it was stupid. I think at its root,
well, because we've talked about, like, listen, a certain amount of money can make me happy.
Yeah, and because I think happiness also comes with comfort, security, an understanding that you're going to be fine in the future, because that relieves some anxiety and things like that. So there are situations where money can make you happier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key that I realized this past week was, if you're miserable and you hate everything about what you do and you're not proud of what you do and things like that, you're going to be miserable regardless of how much money someone gives you.
Right.
However, if you're happy, money will make you happier. That's there.
That's fair.
But if you're unhappy, money's not going to change it. And I think I finally realized that this past weekend.
No, and I've also realized it, like, over this last year, I have said this countless times, I'd rather make less money, like comparing to my radio salary, right? I'd rather make less money than ever have to go back to a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
If it means that I have to buy less clothes or travel less places, but I get to be happier, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that also kind of rivals does money buy happiness to an extent as well, because, you know, I could be making more money, but the situation isn't the best. Mm-hmm. And then I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. And I think soon I'm going to post, I found, I went back to my journal from January 2019 and I haven't even shown Anthony this. And it's like
January 2019.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking to read.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, what? I was like rambling, but I was like getting it all out. And I read that again recently. I read it when we first got let go. And I remember that was a moment where I thought, oh my God, I was so unhappy. This is going to be great. And I read it again the other day, and I think it's really important for me to share. So I'm going to share.
Oh, there's crying Marie again.
Oh, I was like, I thought you said someone was here. I was like,
No. I forgot what I was going to say a second ago. But basically what I want, the reason I brought all of that up and the reason we're talking about this now is My Day Friday was set up to be a place where we could forget about the nonsense and the drama and have fun. And I know that seems, especially given the circumstances that we're all living in today, I know that seems corny or stupid or whatever. But I think the real point of it is whatever's going on in your life, at least take a moment, whether it's a full day if you can do it, a couple hours if you're a parent and you can just leave your kids with the other parent or an in-law or something for a couple hours. Do something today or this weekend for you and understand that you're allowed to enjoy where you are in life without worrying about the future, without agonizing over the past. Just be here, enjoy it, love it, because it's the only thing you got. That's it.
I
feel like we should have done the podcast.
No, I did an episode. We kind of did our part two of 20-somethings doing nothing, girls room, me, Ricky, and Erica this week. And all three of us were just in a real bad place when we recorded. And
can't wait to listen.
But we were like, this is important to talk about, the fact that 3 weeks ago when we recorded, we were all like, whatever. And it's like, it's okay to be miserable and to be in your feelings. And we weren't like sad. None of us cried on the podcast. We didn't do that. But we talked about having anxiety and what it physically feels like and how it's daunting and it's tough to just get up sometimes and do your job, especially in entertainment. And we talked a lot about that. And from when we recorded it to now, I feel so much better. I don't know if
what do you think changed?
I don't know. The conversation.
Because it was only a few hours, right?
Yeah. getting up, moving. I don't know. Showering. I'm not even kidding. I realized I didn't shower yesterday.
It is funny that we let ourselves get into a rut, mm-hmm. and we allow ourselves for one triggering incident to snowball and cascade down the hill and pick up so much momentum that it takes over our lives. When in reality, you can, if we were all better at compartmentalizing, it's a hard word to say sometimes, compartmentalizing things, we would say, well, that happened. I'll deal with that the way I have to and when I have to and how I have to. And everything else, it doesn't affect everything else in my day.
No.
I've been guilty of, you know, being in a pissy mood at work or whatever. And then because I'm pissy, I won't go to the gym. And then it just triggers like all these other things that you stop taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to the reason we started My Day Friday, if you're in one of those ruts, it's okay to look around and say, you know what? I'm going to go to whatever, McDonald's, and go get some chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy my damn chicken nuggets and french fries, and I'm going to reset my day with something that I enjoy.
But part of that problem, and I don't want to reveal everything we talked about, but I said to them that when I am the most anxious, the last thing I ever want to do is cook. And for some reason, it's like when we got let go, I didn't cook for 3 weeks. I couldn't. And we got into this downward spiral of we were ordering food all the time, so we were wasting money when we should not have been. And what is one of the worst things you can do for anxiety is eat poorly.
Of course, yeah.
And I was like, that happens to me all the time. I don't know how to get out of that rut. And maybe it's having meals prepped or whatever it is to just be ready on days like craziness when that happens.
Yeah.
And I actually am going to go back and find this exact Facebook Live audio room that I listened to last week with Dr. Katie Morton.
Who is that?
She is a therapist. She's great on Instagram, and she had a comedian, Kelsey D, on. And they were talking about a panic attack kit that they created. Each of them, I guess, created their own during quarantine and when you couldn't have your family or friends around or whatever. And it was everything they know they need when they have those moments. I should have talked about this with Ricky.
So it's like a survival kit for when you go into it, when you hit a rough patch.
It's anything from snacks to movies to messages from your family, whatever it is. And I want to go back and listen to it, but I'll share that link to that live audio room. It's like Facebook's version of Clubhouse. And I will put it in the description.
Okay. I was going to ask you to put it in the description of this podcast.
Yep.
I like that we can, that's one of my favorite things about doing this podcast, doing the forms of media that we've been doing, is it's so much easier to give people information. Because when we were on the radio, it's like, well, you can text into the show and then we'll text you back a link. But technically that's illegal at times.
Yeah.
Or just remember all this crap we're telling you on your drive home and then Google it when you get there. It's just, I love being able to share things easier. In the spirit of celebrating on the weekend, I'm actually going to be in Austin this weekend. I don't think I'm going to be in downtown Austin.
Okay.
For more than a couple hours. We're basically going to be like on a lake, which is going to be awesome. It's literally 24 or 27 dudes in two houses. We're calling the compound.
You guys need a frat name.
And I think one of the days we're going to be on a pontoon. There's like, I want to call it Devil's Cove. I don't know. There's some like lake place on Lake Travis we're supposed to be going to.
Sounds like a lot of STDs there.
On the boat?
At Devil's Cove.
There might be. It's probably less STDs than COVID, though. So there's that part going for me. But the reason I'm bringing that up is a couple things. One, that is the largest group of people I've ever gone away with, barring like track trips in college. I don't know how we're supposed to actually go to downtown Austin and actually get into anywhere.
You have to have like rent out a whole bar.
B, keep track of one another. I mean, I went to a bachelor party in Nashville, and that was 9 or 10 guys, and it was still hard to keep track. I kept counting all of my friends to make sure we were all there. Once we get past 10, I'm not counting. You're on your own.
You each need your own number. Start with the bachelor at number one.
Okay.
And then you start, you're like, all right, roll call. And then you each yell your number.
My favorite number is 23, and I can actually be number 23. That's how disgustingly large this trip is.
I made my sister's bachelorette party do it.
What was your number?
I don't remember. Oh, wait. I did a bachelorette party, and this is the best part. I made us do it for the wedding so we could remember what order we stood in because we had an army of a bridal party, and the only person to fuck up their order day of the wedding was me. I was supposed to be the last person to walk down the aisle before her, and somehow I had my older sister go behind me, which it ended up working out.
Aren't you both like the same thing?
Yeah. And
maid of honor, matron of honor?
Yeah.
And what's the difference? One is married?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we get down the aisle and she's like, someone walked out of order. I was like, oh, she's going to kill them. She's like, no, you and I did. I was like, and then that was just the beginning of the disaster. So maybe the numbers won't work.
That's probably one of those things though that no one actually cares about. Like, my it sister didn't throw didn't anything off. No one cares. Her. It's fine. There is a little bit of news. So we are going to have a My Day Friday episode next week, most likely. The week after that, so the last Friday in September, we are not going to have a My Day Friday episode because we will be on vacation that whole week. There will be no Twitch shows either. If there is anything you want to catch up on, whether it was drama from the past weekend, if you want that explained, you can go to our YouTube channel and find all of that good stuff.
Yeah, it's all there.
Cooking lessons with my cousin Michelle.
So fun. But the thing I did illegal today.
Oh, yes.
I went to Target with cats.
Are they not allowed in Target?
Service animals only. No exceptions. And I said, screw your stupid sign, Target. And I marched on in with my kitty backpack and two kittens in there. And then we were bobbing and weaving around the aisle so no one would see us. Got our batteries and we left.
Why did you take kittens to Target? Why do they have to go?
I had to also go to the pet store and I was like, you know what? You guys are coming with me because you torture Carolina Max enough. Let's just get them out of the house and see how they are. They didn't make a single peep. Like, these are road kitties. You didn't even know they were gone. You were in the shower the whole time.
I had no idea.
You took a 30-minute shower.
I love showers. And I will always make sure I take a really good shower. Not that I take, like, bad showers, but a really good shower before I go on a trip or travel.
For men.
Yes.
What is a really good shower?
I don't know.
I can tell you what it is for a girl.
There's like grooming things you do.
Yeah.
Make sure I condition my, because I don't wash my hair every day. Okay. So I'll like condition and wash my hair.
I told you you're supposed to shampoo every day, not condition.
How long are you supposed to leave conditioner in your hair?
I mean, they say 5 minutes.
Because I think I messed up today. I left it in for like 20 minutes, I think.
That's fine.
Super conditioning.
Extra smooth.
Yeah, I think, and I also just like sitting in the shower.
You sit in there?
Well, okay. I said sitting. I really mean standing, but I have sat in the shower. I've literally sat down on the floor. Sometimes you just have a really tough day, and you're like, I'm just going to sit.
It's so dramatic.
On the floor of this
nice
shower, and I'm going to let the water run over me, and I'm going to feel like Hillary Duff in that music. In that music video. And I'm just going to sit here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I've done that a lot.
I never have. I've cried.
You never sat on the floor of the shower?
No, I don't like it. I think I feel like I was drowning.
Oh, man, I love it. It's great.
It's what baths are for.
Yeah, but a bath, my only problem with a bath is actually filling the bathtub.
Yeah.
It takes so damn long.
It's so much water wasted.
And then you've got to, like, in my mind, I always think, well, if I'm going to sit in this water, I need to, like, clean the bathtub first.
Yeah.
And now it's this whole process of, like, okay, wash the bathtub, fill it up, blah, blah, blah. And then you got to shower after the bath anyway.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
We'll say I did take a great bath at Sandals in Jamaica at...
Yeah, but that's because in Jamaica...
They did it for me.
Yeah, we had these like special rooms because we were doing the whole media trip with them. And they drew our baths for us. Yeah. And they put like rose petals. It was fantastic.
It was amazing.
I had some red stripe beer by myself in the bathtub. It was fantastic.
It was nice.
On the balcony too.
I have cried in the shower, like leaning on the shower wall.
Why is it... And I could be way off on this. Well, how many times have you done that first off?
I don't know. Like, not a lot.
Okay. I feel like bathrooms are a crying space for adults. For kids, I think, like, kids, teenagers are in your bedroom or just everywhere. What? No?
Well, why?
I'm wondering, like, because there have been times that I've even cried in the bathroom. I've, like, sat on the floor of a bathroom and just been, like, so sad, depressed, whatever. What is it about the bathroom? And I feel like I was listening to someone's podcast recently and they talked about crying in the bathroom. And I was like, I didn't realize it was such a common thing.
I cry in my closet.
I have a big ass closet. What a rich person thing to say.
No, in my apartment, I did it too.
Oh, I cry in my closet.
In my apartment, I used to just sit on the floor of my closet and cry, and it's become my thing.
Yeah, because you have a walk-in closet.
In my apartment?
The apartment in Seattle is what we're talking about, right?
Not where we're living right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a walk-in closet. Are you kidding me?
I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Could you? Okay, Carla Marie, could you walk into your closet?
I don't remember.
Comfortably. Yeah. Yes, you could. Yeah. It's a walk-in closet. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't cry wherever you want, but like growing up, I could not have fit in my closet.
Me neither, growing up.
Why did you choose your closet? Because that's like a, you don't just happen to cry in a closet. You go in there to cry.
I think it was because sound, no one could hear me in the hallway.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's padded. Like,
well, it's not padded, but yeah.
Like my bathroom, like especially even now, I'm in a townhome. Like my neighbors next door would probably hear me screaming if I was crying.
Plus, things echo in the bathroom, which makes it like more sad.
No. Closet. And you know what? You may not be able to fit in your closet at home, but there are people who will sit in their closet and cry and just move their clothes aside and sit in between their clothes.
That sounds super depressing, but I get it. It doesn't sound any less depressing than sitting on the bathtub, on the floor of your bathtub, naked, crying to yourself. I love that. And I don't know if everyone can do this, but I feel like my group of friends, this podcast, me and you, Carla Marie, we can talk about depressing things like that or sad things like that and still laugh and have a good time talking about those things.
Yeah, I mean, like, why
just
not?
Just because you're talking about something that could be sad or negative doesn't mean you have to have a bad time doing it, if that makes any sense.
No, of course.
We're going to have a great time talking about crappy lives.
Yeah, I won't have a great time while I'm crying in the closet floor, but I'll talk about it. It's funny. Now.
We would. So this is big news in the entertainment world. Again, talking about something sad. Norm MacDonald passed away this week.
Yeah.
And the reason I wanted to bring that up is out of all the SNL skits that I think I've ever seen my life.
We were just talking about it.
Norm MacDonald and his appearances on Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live. Jeez. Were some of the funniest things I think I've ever seen in my life.
But when were we talking about it? It was literally it was either on a podcast or a Twitch stream in last week.
I don't know. But Celebrity Jeopardy was the greatest thing ever.
And who does he play? Because it's Sean Connery. He's not Sean Connery. That's...
No, Sean Connery is... Oh, God, I can't remember his name.
Will Ferrell is Trebek.
Trebek. Which it's kind of weird that Norm MacDonald... And granted, they're not really connected. But the fact that Norm MacDonald and Alex Trebek died so close to one another... With that tie. I know that, I think he did one appearance on the show, right? Alex Trebek?
On
Celebrity Jeopardy. I think he came on to SNL once.
Oh, I don't know.
I just know him as Turd Ferguson.
Yeah. Okay.
Burt Reynolds, right?
Yes.
He was supposed to be Burt Reynolds.
Oh, he's also in one with Jim Carrey.
He's in
a Celebrity.
Celebrity Jeopardy? I don't think I've seen that one. I used to have those. This is like old school. I hope people can... hear this and get as nostalgic as I am. I used to have an MP3 player. Like, this is before iPods were like the big thing and then iPhones. I had an MP3 player and I remember I had a friend download a bunch of the Celebrity Jeopardy episodes, just the audio version. And we would listen to them all the time.
That's crazy. You were listening to podcasts.
Basically, I mean, it was that. I had Dane Cook, the first Dane Cook CD.
Me too.
That was on an MP3. And then Mitch Hedberg, who's one of the greatest comedians I think ever. I also had him on MP3. And my friends and I would drive around just listening to that.
Yeah, Dane Cook.
And
dying.
Laughing our asses off.
I might go back and listen to that Dane Cook CD. It's so outdated though now. Like,
well, yeah, of course.
But I think if a Gen Zer, is that what we call them?
Yeah,
like what
do
you call them?
A Gen Zer.
Like a millennial.
Yeah, but I don't think all of them have that.
What?
Maybe they're the TikTok generation? I don't know.
Those TikTokers.
Anyway, a Gen Z person.
If they listened, I don't know if they would think it was funny. Because the delivery has changed. The way we consume comedy has changed. Using quick hits now.
Yeah.
Dane Cook
was, he told a long-ass story and told like 80 jokes in between. Whereas like Mitch Hedberg, he told just a million jokes that had nothing to do with one another. Yeah. He would just stop and start and stop and start. Mm-hmm. This was a fun little experiment. 2 weeks ago maybe? Carla Marie and I had nothing to watch on Netflix, and I put on Eddie Murphy Raw.
I fell asleep.
And you had never seen it. I forgot.
It was crazy, though.
I forgot how many things he said in that comedy special that we would not allow today. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I don't know if comedy is something that needs to last the test of time or like stand up to the test of time?
I don't think it should.
Because it's supposed to be where you're living now. Right. And obviously things are going to change culturally and whatnot. Some things you can say, some things you can't. Some things we accepted then that we don't accept today. And it was just a weird... I think comedy is a great time capsule. Because you're talking about pop culture things. Yeah. You're talking in a way that connects immediately with that audience. And it's only meant for that audience. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there are some timeless classics. Like George Carlin is kind of always funny. Even Eddie Murphy. If you pull out some of the real aggressive things that he says, it's still a funny special. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if we are supposed to judge it the same way we judge things today.
I don't know how that works, because there are things you, like you said, you definitely could say. There are some things that like never really should have been okay and are.
And if you're wondering, like, well, if you've never seen it, you can go back and watch. And there's a bit about the police in San Francisco, basically. And that's where it's, I even listened. I was like, that sounded real.
I didn't hear it.
I feel real weird listening to that. You may have been sleeping, although it was kind of in the beginning, but you slept pretty early.
Yeah, I'll fall asleep right now.
I am excited for this weekend to go to the bachelor party. What are you doing this weekend?
My cousin's going to be in town and we're going to go on a hike. I think I'm going to get dinner with a friend. I might get my nails did.
Oh, wow. You got a lot.
I think I'm going to reorganize my closet and some of the closets in the house.
I do think I'm getting to that.
Special delivery coming.
A special delivery?
You don't know about it. You want to wait to see?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not a good person to try to surprise, because if you're like...
It's not like you're going to be like, oh my God, my life is so much better. Look at this cool thing you ordered. I mean, you might, because you're a weirdo.
I do see in my very near future, probably after vacation, I think there's going to be a big overhaul of my room here. Like, I'm going to be getting rid of... I tried to get rid of a bunch of sneakers. I'm going to get rid of even more.
You can join Carla Marie's garage sale. I did it on Instagram a few weeks ago and sold things like hotcakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you do it?
Right on my Instagram.
Where was I?
I don't know. I literally just posted like three things and was like, first person to respond gets it.
Oh, I got to do that.
And I did it and got paid and I didn't have to worry about.
But did you put the price?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not doing haggling.
Okay, because that's the thing. Like, I put a bunch of stuff on OfferUp and then there's always, and I do it too. I'm guilty. You put up a price and then someone says, well, can you do it for this price? And then
you
say no.
Know your worth, Anthony.
I don't. What is my worth?
Know your garbage is worth.
Although I did sell a pair of sneakers last week for $150. I was pretty pumped about that.
I also have a pair of really smelly socks from Disney that are still in a Ziploc bag because I didn't want to travel back here in my suitcase open with them. Okay. And I put them in a bag because they smelled so bad. And I opened the bag and I gagged. So I was like, someone's got to want to buy these.
I guarantee you, Carla Marie, as someone who has sold stinky sneakers in the past, those could get a pretty penny. You can get like $75 for those
socks.
Yeah. I mean, $75 for one pair of socks that you don't want to wear, it's pretty good.
And
you could redo all of your socks for $75.
I need to, because I need to get like those cool fit girl socks.
Fit girl socks?
Like, they're a little higher up than regular socks and you wear them, black ones.
What?
They're like fit girl socks.
What are fit girl socks?
They're socks that you wear that aren't ankle socks, but they're not like the awkward length. They're like a little higher up.
Oh, those are like the socks that I wear.
But you're not a fit girl.
I'm not fit girl.
They keep showing me Bombas.
Oh, although I could
expensive.
I could be fit girl. I got my protein shake right here.
Is that Fit Tummy Tea?
No, it's Pro Gym is the brand.
We're just a few weeks away from a Fit Tummy Tea sellout of this podcast, I think.
I would take their money ironically.
I know. I think our audience and my Instagram followers would understand if I was like,
how do people buy Fit Tummy Tea and not get the vaccine? Like, how is Fit Tummy Tea? They're like, oh, you could drink this tea and you'll just shit out everything. And people are like, oh, that
is
sounds.
Is that what happens? So all these hot girls are just saying that they're just shitting themselves?
It has to do something. That way it's got to go somewhere, right?
I thought it just de-bloats you.
No, I think it's like a cleanse. It like.
Can we buy it, please? And see,
you're more than welcome.
Well, we have Smooth Move here.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
Like, it doesn't actually do that for you?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that what happens to you?
Sometimes. Not all the time. I've got like an iron stomach, though.
iron stomach, then what are you doing in the bathroom for an hour?
Usually watching TikTok videos playing Game Boy.
We're getting it. I said we're doing this. I'm putting a mini shelf outside the bathroom, and it's a check your phone self and shelf, and you can't take your phone in the bathroom.
Can I take my Game Boy Advance SP
nope.
that I just got?
No electronics. It is no electronic zone unless you're in the shower and you want music playing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We will poop faster. We will have better body because you won't be sitting in that crouch.
But here's the thing. I like my showers, I like my time in the bathroom alone. There's no cats there. There's no Carla Marie there. It's just me and the bathroom.
I'm going to start coming in there.
No, you're not.
And you're going to have to.
There's actually the one thing that I've disliked the most about having these two foster kittens. And if you're just catching up now, there were four foster kittens that mm-hmm. Carla Marie brought in. Two of them have been adopted. Two of them are still here. They're named Erica and John after the Almost On Air podcast. Yep. The ones that were adopted were Ricky and Jake after the 20-somethings Doing Nothing podcast. But their like bedroom, if you will, and all of their food is in the bathroom that used to be my bathroom.
Yep.
In Carla Marie's home. And it was like a little closet-sized bathroom. It's nothing fantastic. But I used to just, at night, I would go in there. I would close the door. I would put a candle on. And I would sit on top of the toilet, like, with the lid closed.
You can still do that.
And that was my zen area.
But they're not even in there. Like,
no, because when I go in there, they start smacking my feet from the under the door. It's not very zen. You can't be zen when you got little kitten paws coming under the door like Chucky dolls.
Oh, well, just tell me when you're going to do it. And I'll make sure they stay away.
No, because I feel like you're going to mess with me in my zen closet.
I would never do that. I'm going to go outside and knock on the window.
I do think if I ever build a house, I'm going to have a little zen room.
Yeah.
Just a quiet room.
And a cat room.
And it's going to be like full, like I'm going to pour like 18 feet of concrete around this so you don't hear anything. But then it'll be like padded and nice.
It'll also be a good doomsday room then.
Yeah.
I saw on TikTok somebody had a room for their three corgis, and it was all mini furniture. Like, it was mini couches, like, all kind of mini lamp, and it was a dream.
That is a rich person problem.
No, just someone with a lot of rooms.
If you can afford to have an extra room mm-hmm. with dog-sized furniture.
But that's probably cheaper than regular furniture.
That's true.
Because you would maybe want to put all their furniture in that room. And you know what? We're just going to buy mini furniture. And IKEA sells doll beds. And you can get – I've seen people use the doll beds for their cats.
Do you think your cats would sleep in doll bunk beds?
Do you know how many times I've almost ordered them?
Anyway, it is time for us to go. Make sure you're hanging out with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAnthony. That link is also in the description of this podcast. That's where we do our morning show, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. It's 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and you can fill in the gaps in between.
And next week, we're live from Jersey. We don't even know. Well, you're live from Jersey on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm in Seattle. And then Thursday.
I'm going to do an ASMR video. Like, every time we start Twitch next week, mm-hmm. it's just going to be me eating a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese real slowly and sloppily into the microphone. Just.
Is there a bagel place we can do the stream from on Thursday?
I bet you the our friends at O Bagel would let us do it in Hoboken.
Yeah.
I would do that. It would be super loud, though.
Oh, my God, yeah. You hear the clang, clang.
With a trolley?
No, like the flat spatula that they use on the flat griddle.
And that's such a piercing sound.
Yeah. It's like when you go to Hibachi, which isn't actually called Hibachi, right?
Izakaya. No, Izakaya. That's different. What was
it
called?
We learned it in Jamaica.
Yeah. Apparently what we call hibachi is not actually hibachi.
But Americans ruin everything, so here we are. it's like when they're like clanking around the rice and chopping up the stuff. That's what it almost sounds like when they're like.
Yeah, because they throw like the egg on there.
And clank it.
Then they like scoop butter, put it on there. Or grease, not butter. I don't know. Whatever they put on the flat top.
All right. Well.
Oh, and then they have to like slice the Taylor ham.
That is on a slicer, though.
No, but they do it. They put the slice in it. With
some of y'all never worked at a deli, and it shows.
No, I
did
work at a deli. I just never worked in the morning.
Oh.
I worked at a, like, not a breakfast deli.
I did.
I did a full day deli.
My shift was like 3 a.m. to 2 p.m.
No, I worked after school. I was more of a stock boy. I didn't make food. They didn't trust me. That was also like 15.
Well, I didn't cook. I did like the cold sandwiches, and I would like slice some cold cuts, and I would get the bagels ready to get their food on it.
I used to, so I worked at a deli in Ridgewood, New Jersey called the Parkwood Deli. It's actually technically in Midland Park, but like right on the border of Ridgewood and Midland Park. That's why it's the Parkwood Deli. Mm. And when I first started there, the owner of the deli was like, hey, whatever you want, whenever you want to eat, just let us know when you take your breaks, blah, blah, blah. Within a week and a half, he was like, listen, man, you get one sandwich a day. You get one Snapple a day. Because my shifts were only like 4 hours, but I was eating like two BLTs and a chicken parm every day.
Why?
Because I eat a lot.
But you know, you wouldn't eat that much now.
No, in 4 hours, no. But I still eat a lot.
So what? So as a growing boy, you were eating more than you are now as a full man.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I guess my kittens eat more than my cats.
Right. That is actually the cue that we are at the end of this podcast. It is time to go.
Like, wah, 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 wah.
Hopefully we will see you Monday morning on our Twitch stream. And if you're listening to this at any other point in time, make sure you hit up that newsletter link in the bottom.
Yep.
And hang out with us that way.
Peace out, Cub Scouts. You look great.
Later.